Mr. President, I rise today and ask for an affirmative vote on Senate Bill 1122. When Senator Bartolotta and I joined together to introduce this legislation earlier this year, it was designed to make the best use of federal stimulus funding by providing an important investment in our volunteer fire and EMS services. That remains unchanged, but now this bill, which is before us, will also support our nursing homes, our long-term care facilities, and other services our senior citizens across this Commonwealth so desperately need. When the statewide shutdown order hit our communities in mid-March, our first responders lost their ability to fundraise through no fault of their own. In response to that need, Senate Bill 1122 replicates the existing firefighter and EMS grant program and opens a new round of funding. For years, our existing grant program has benefited these first responders while giving them significant flexibility in determining how best to use the funds to support their critical mission. Senate Bill 1122 was also amended in Appropriations Committee to add $507 million in critical funding for Pennsylvania's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The plight of our nursing homes and those who reside and work in them is well documented. According to the Department of Health, there have been 2,611 deaths of nursing home patients associated with COVID-19. Mr. President, that equates to 68% of all COVID-19 deaths in the Commonwealth. Additionally, of the 57,991 cases reported statewide, 13,854 of them, 24%, are attributed to nursing home residents and/or their employees. Mr. President, what has occurred in our nursing homes is tragic. And while this funding cannot undo the damage already done, it is imperative we move forward to address this ongoing crisis.